Graham McCulloch, having a talk about the fine that you received when Lavaca provided a positive swab, going back some time now, and you appealed against the $5,000 fine against the severity, and you had that upheld and it was reduced to $2,000. Do you want to elaborate on it?
Yes, look, I had a real good hearing. I thought the appeals board gave me a very good hearing. I was very happy with the result, and it was just to explain, it was just an unfortunate thing. It's the first positive I've had in 35 years, and it was just an unfortunate accident that I was away in Queensland at the time when this happened, and my foreman accidentally picked up a syringe that had already been used about 4 or 5 months previously on a foal that I'd give buscopan to, and he used it to give B12 and folic to the horse, and it returned a positive swab, even though it was a very minute reading. They said it was one of the lowest readings they've had. I think it was something like 76 nanograms, which means it's about 76 cents in $1 million. That's about the amount that was there, but it was still there. So I accept it was my responsibility that it shouldn't have been there, but I just thought that's a bit harsh considering the circumstances.
All right, well, like you're saying, 35 years, and your very, very first situation where you've had a positive swab, they certainly did take that into account. But it just goes to show how careful you've got to be these days when you're looking at just treating your horses with just normal vitamins.
Oh, that's right. I mean, it just shows how sensitive their testing is nowadays. So, you know, it's just one of those things that you've got to be very careful. And, I mean, it's something that we've got to be more careful with and learn from it.
All right, Graham, well, it still cost you $2,000, but at least you have still got Lavaca. You know, he had that injury, and you were able to save him, which was good.
Yeah, I mean, that's good, but it wasn't so that's good that we could save him, but so it was $2,000, plus also I lost the race, which I owned the horse, so it's probably only cost me $12,000 for an innocent mistake, but anyway, that's the way it is.
Cost the exercise, but you'll wear that.
That's right, yep.
All right, well done, Graham.
Thank you, Pete.